Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day, May 1, 2019. George Truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good
Afternoon TNT. We are here. It is May the 1st, somewhere none of us ever wanted to be. Trust me, me more than anybody else. But we are here. So, Ray, let's do what we do. What's going on? Anything go out? I thought you sent out some kind of blast or something.
Yeah, we did an update. Let's grab that real quick. We can start from there. See, Tuesday's update says, Parliament met today and agreed to vote on the Ministers of Justice and Transportation this week and the Ministers of Interior and Defense next week. This will coincide with the opening of the Green Zone anticipated within 10 days. Also, Prime Minister Mahdi stated that Iraq will witness great internationalism in the coming period. My thoughts, the coming period. Is this a replacement for the coming days? Time will tell. That was it for the update.
All right. Well, let's update the update. Because this morning the article says that all the ministers will be voted on when Mahdi comes back from this trip that he's taken over in Europe. Where he's at Germany, Netherlands, and I forgot the third country he was at, but now they're saying they will have a complete vote on them when he returns. We don't know when he's going to return, though. That's the problem. We know he's gone. Just don't know when he's coming back. But supposedly, this week. All right. So, I wish there was a lot of stuff to tell you guys. There isn't. I can tell you that the rates are still locked in. I can tell you that the exchange personnel are still on standby. Again, as of this morning, they can't be no more than an hour away from the office. So they're still waiting, anticipating something. I can tell you that Mahdi and one of his deputies tried to meet with Trump. He refused to meet with them. I can tell you that they are still upset that Iraq will not institute the sanctions against Iran, which doesn't make any sense to anybody. And that, let's see, my volume's all the way up, Calvin, thanks. But, so we have an issue still going there. Iraq was trying to resolve it. And the U.S. didn't even want to meet and talk to them about it. We know that's one of our points of contention, is that Iraq won't do the sanctions and that we are withholding this over their head. The banks are still waiting for the Treasury to give them the go-ahead. So I don't know how we're supposed to resolve the problem if we're not even willing to talk about the problem, but that, it looks like, is a problem. Now, it may just happen anyway, which I'm thinking it will. If Mahdi is now saying that they will vote when he gets back from this trip on all four positions, then I got to assume something happened between the time that Ray put out the blast, you guys tell you they're going to vote on two, they will now vote on all of them. This may be something that we've been waiting for. So we shall see. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. Sexy Chocolate says, I was offered a new job. Should I take it or stay where I am? Because we are that close. Your humble opinion. Okay, you can take that job.
Until you have money in the bank, you better take everything you can get.
That's right. In this situation, a bird in hand is better than two in the bush.
That's right.
You can always resign later. And not as soon as the RV happens, but because a lot of you need to really map out your strategic plan. You can't just quit just because you have a pocket full of money. Just thought I'd throw that in there also to budget yourself and make sure that your money is working enough to generate money to sustain your lifestyle before you up and quit a job with benefits. That sexy talk, because you're just getting a new one. So go ahead. Go for the new job and we'll see what happens. Jim in KC says, once dinar is exchanged for U.S. dollars into an interest-bearing account and begins to draw interest in that account, is that earned interest considered commingling of funds? If not, then what would be considered commingling of funds and how can it be avoided? Okay.
That is not commingling of funds at all. It's the same money and it's just interest. And you need to call an attorney and see whatever business you're into or whose accounts you are the guardian of, so he can explain commingling of funds to you. Commingling of funds has nothing to do with the RV itself or your money after, with the exception of if you put the dinar into the same accounts with the Zim and the Dong, as we were told years ago, because one of them may be taxed and the other is not. It's the only concern we have. Other than that, commingling of funds will have nothing to do with the RV or the money you get out of the RV. When you start doing some businesses and other things and putting your personal money in with your business money and taking it out and using it for different things, now, that's a different story. Okay, right?
JRW says, it's all over the news that President Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer met, had an amicable meeting in agreeing to $2 trillion for the infrastructure of the U.S. Could this be a precursor to the GCR?
You know, every president during every administration always says they're going to rebuild our country, that they're going to create jobs, they're going to affect our economy. And none of that has anything to do with the GCR. It's just the BS that they say to get elected, because nobody has done it yet. And we have plenty of old buildings, highways, schools, a lot of things that could be rebuilt and putting people back to work and generating money in our economies, but no one has done it yet. And no, it has nothing to do with the GCR. Now, they may get the money to do it, but Clinton had the money to do it back then. It still didn't happen. There's always money whenever they decide they want to do something. They just haven't really decided they want to do this yet. Will there be money available? Of course it will. A bunch of you will have enough money to rebuild this country. But will it happen is something different. Okay, what's next?
Okay, Mommy Bud. I guess that's how that's pronounced, says, since we now feel the UST is in control of the release, then we should not hear anything about Ramadan slowing this down. Is that right?
I'm not hearing anything about Ramadan slowing it down, stopping it, or causing any changes, because if Mahdi's going to do it when he comes back, he can be back prior to the start of Ramadan, right? Earlier this week. So once the ministers are announced and they're voted on, they have no other reason not to do it publicly. So I'm saying there must have been some kind of agreement made. But we'll see. But I was never concerned with Ramadan stopping. If anything, it'd be encouraging it for their celebrations. But
okay. Few says, Tony, on what day would you consider this current window of opportunity for the RV closed and start looking for another window? I personally think around next week, May 9, due to the U.S. Treasury's code's expirations, the start of Ramadan on May 6, and the increasing difficulty of backdating it to April 2019. What say you?
I say I agree with you. And I see everybody's throwing around that May 9th date. I've been seeing that this morning. Other gurus are putting it out because that is the day when the actual codes expire and they would have to go in and do it again. I was thinking they want to get it done this time since they did give out the codes to the banks. Not only did they go in the room and release them, sign off on them and release them, but they're holding it. And that was the first time they actually released, actually gave the bank the codes. So here they go. As soon as we say go, put them in and this thing is live. So we've gotten that far for the first time where they actually had, well, I can't say the first time, because one time we were within 10 minutes. But right now, that's where we are. So, yeah, I'll give it up to the 9th and see if the they have to put out new codes.
Okay, Brandon 316 says, can you tell me again when former Prime Minister Al Abadi said that all the reforms would be done? And I believe Tony said either by June or end of June. Well, that would have been Mahdi that would have said that, not Abadi.
You got it.
1st of June or end of June? I forgot which one it was.
He said, he said by June, and he didn't say the first or the end. Now, unfortunately, he didn't at the time, but there is something out right now that does say by the end of June, but it's not what he said when responding to the IMF. He just said by June.
Okay.
Okay, what's next?
Let's talk to some live folks. Let's hit on the question. First caller, 865 area code. You are on.
Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony. I appreciate the information. And just a couple of questions with respect to the banks and the position that they are in at the moment. Have they given you any indication of how much longer they will be staying in this high alert mode? Any feel for that? Are they really going to ride this out until this actually happens, regardless of how long it takes?
Well, I don't know regardless of how long it takes, but they are staying with it right now. So they have been on alert since, Sunday. They were notified Saturday evening, starting Sunday, they'd be on alert. But they are. All I got is things are still on track from the bank itself. From the exchange people, I got, yes, we're still on alert right now. So that's all I can tell you. Nobody said for 24 more hours or 48 or 72. It's just about what's going on right at the moment.
Right. We're in the here and now at this point. I feel like screaming Mayday, Mayday, Mayday or something, and that might come through as a result of that. The candidate. There are more interpretations of how Mayday can be held, too. With respect to the candidate voting, have they given any indication whether or not they are looking at doing it as a slate, get it over with in one fell swoop, or are they going to do it individually? Not that it's really that important, but just knowing Iraq, kind of like, you know, slowing things down. If they do it one at a time, that can, you know, slow walk it. But if it's a slate, they could get it done in one fell swoop.
Okay, but the articles say they were going to do them individually, and it did say they were going to do two of them this week. Before this morning article, which came out, said they're going to do them all. So there's Iraq, and we just have to see what happens.
Indeed. Okay, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday is all I'm going to say for the rest of the day. 10 days from whenever. We're counting on you guys to tell us when that will be so that we can go out and do our post-RV TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. And obviously now it's going to be in May, not April, but get it over with. That's all we can say. And appreciate your information and insights. And have yourself a great day. Thanks.
All right. Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
360 area code. You're on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony.
Afternoon.
Good morning.
beautiful day on the Wainuchi. I can't tell you how we look forward to heading to the bank. Tony, I've got a couple of different questions. Well, three questions. One is, any news on the whereabouts and the what's happening with Maliki?
No. Well, I got to take that back, too. Let me see. This morning, they were talking about putting him in charge of putting him in a new position, not necessarily in the government, but in his party. So that's the only thing out there about Maliki today or this week that I've seen.
Wouldn't afford him any immunity, would it? I mean, if it's just his party, not the government?
It wouldn't if it's just his party. No, he has to actually be a member of parliament in some form.
Right. Would it be fair to assume that as long as, I mean, if Trump was pretty much flat out, he wasn't going to meet with Mahdi, that's because of their continuing participation with Iran?
That is the reason. I mean, that's what I would assume, because that's what they were supposed to talk about, and he refused to talk to them about it. But they're upset because they won't cut Iran off. And as I've told you guys 100 times already, if not more, I mean, that doesn't make sense to the biggest idiot to cut them off. I mean, why are you going to cut off your only lifeline? I just don't even understand trying to force them to do something like that. But, okay.
Okay, so those seem like they'll be an impasse. And the last question is, I'm glad to hear that. The last question is, are these people that are being presented for these positions now, the new ministers, are they different than what they were before?
They are new names.
They are new names. Super. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I sure appreciate everything, and all the best. And we'll look forward to that impromptu phone call notification tweet that says get on the ball. So thanks a lot, gentlemen. Much appreciated.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
765 area code, you are on.
Yeah, Tony, Ray, how you guys doing today?
Hey, I'm playing Tabulous,
sir. Super fantastic.
And yourself.
I got a question. How come we're back to talking about the ministers again? I thought everything was done. We were just waiting on the Treasury.
We are waiting on the Treasury. The ministers are in the news this morning, and the fact that they're going to finally vote on them, they said. But the banks are telling me we're waiting on the Treasury. Iraq is saying they've done everything they could possibly do. Put it in the system, put the numbers there. They've done all the agreements. The one thing they haven't done is agree to the sanctions against Iran. Now, all we know is the Treasury has not released the go-ahead for the codes. Who tells the Treasury what to do? The same person that wouldn't meet with Iraq yesterday, wouldn't meet with Mahdi this week, wouldn't meet with his deputies when they're trying to get something done. So, again, like I said, unless they worked it out in the last 24 hours for some time that we don't know of, and that's why the news article came out with Mahdi saying that the ministers will be voted on when he turns from his trip. But that's the only reason I could think he would do it, is they worked out something. So let's see what happens.
So we don't necessarily think we're waiting on that to release then.
We don't know what we're waiting on. We know we're waiting on the Treasury to release. What we don't know is what we're waiting on Trump to accomplish to tell the Treasury to go ahead and release it, because that's who's going to tell them to release it or not. Other than that, everybody's ready to go. So we don't know why he won't give that order. Yeah?
Have you heard anything about paymasters or anything, getting any liquidity out of Reno or anything going on out there?
I've heard nothing about any paymasters getting paid, getting any money to do anything with in Reno. I know paymasters. I know their process procedures. I know most of the guys in Reno. And I know these guys keep putting out a whole bunch of junk to you guys. They put it out, and they got to start paying it out within 72 hours or so many days. And they've been saying that for weeks now, and it hasn't happened because they don't have it. We're all going to get paid, or the groups are going to pay, same time we do. Again, the only difference is, as individuals, we're going to set our own appointments, walk into the bank. Those people involved in those groups are going to wait till those paymasters get to their name and then apply whatever amount they applied or agreed on. That's the basic difference. Now, let me say this while we're talking, because I got a phone call this morning that there are some individuals out there. I didn't want to call them fidiots, but they are. Anyway, trying to convince you guys that unless you sign up with a group, then you're not going to be an exchanger then. And I want to say again, now who does that make sense to? Everybody has them, everybody has dollars, but you need to be signed up with what, General 64, or the bank's not going to accept your money. And those are just a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
I'm just plain idiots, so don't even listen to it. All right, who's next?
So what's your expectation level for this week? Are you, on a scale of 1 to 10, are you feeling pretty good about things based on what you're hearing?
I'm feeling good about it based on, that everything is done and that the banks still have their people on standby. Probably shouldn't have said that because they'll probably take them off now. But anyway, that they still have them on standby within that hour. So they're anticipating something, and that has me feeling good about it. I don't feel good about the fact that he wouldn't meet with them. I mean, and they tried multiple people to meet with them. He refused to meet with them or discuss it because they wouldn't do the sanctions. I mean, and how do you come to an agreement again if you're not even going to talk to me? How do we agree on something to work it out? That part doesn't make sense to me, if that's the one thing that's holding it up. And if it is, which I hope it isn't, who knows how long that could be. But everybody's anticipating things right now, hopefully by tonight. Okay?
Okay. All righty. That's all I needed. Thank you.
All right.
All right, you, sir. 610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, good morning.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a new day, and there is a new bill that needs to be paid. For those of you who are on the call, who are new to the call, and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the calls and keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button. And when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That'll make it easier for Ray to track the donations as they come in. Again, Tony and Ray, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite day, gentlemen.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next up, area code 954.
This one that I thought it was Katie.
954, you're on.
Freud's in there. What number are you on?
Okay. 480, you're on. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Hello?
480.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Excuse me. I had a mouthful of banana. I got a question for you. Are the Canadians still being paid more than the Americans? Because at one time, that you said that the Canadians were getting paid more than the Americans.
Why? You mad about that?
No, I'm not mad about it, but I'm dual, and I'm just wondering, being dual, whether or not I could request the amount that the Canadians are being paid.
No, you can request the amount that the Canadians being paid in Canada. You can't request it down here.
You mentioned that the Canadians were being paid more than we were.
Okay. The Canadian rate to the dollar is more, right? Or 74 cents. So,
and
if we go in right now and you put the IQD in, right?
Okay.
To the dollar, who gets more right now?
Well, we're being paid how much? The Americans?
Yes. Do you know how much the dollar is to the Canadian dollar right now?
No.
Well, it says 134. Well, 74 cent USD to the Canadian dollar. Which one is the most? I mean, the Canadian dollar is worth more than the U.S. dollar?
That's all, because I know for many, many years the Canadians had to pay like almost $1.40 to get the dollar.
So it's worth less.
Well, yeah, it's worth less. Yeah, it's actually $1.34 right now, not $1.40. So you're right.
Okay.
So
we're getting more.
Your rate is going to be different. Yes.
Yeah, we're getting more. You know, at one time, I guess it was about 20 years ago or 18 years ago, the Canadian dollar was actually worth more than the American was.
I remember that, too. I actually
yeah.
remember going to Canada, too, and doing that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I do remember it being worth more, a lot more.
Yeah.
So the rates will be different, yes. So you're going to have to go to the bank and see, but I don't think, being even you're a Canadian citizen, that you're going to get the Canadian rate here in the U.S.
Yeah.
You will have to go to Canada to get the Canadian rate.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to Canada.
No? Okay.
It costs you more than you can just stay in here. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Well, I have a good day, gentlemen. Thank you very
okay.
much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait, you have to see the name of the
954?
He's
954, you're on.
Right. Bungeon Beast, but you have a special name for it?
He's busy.
No, he's not the interested. All right. 509, you're on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm super fantastic.
And Ray, how are you?
Fantabulous, sir. to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm great, thank you. I just, Marty, you said Marty's in Germany. Do you know where his next step, where he's going next?
It said Netherlands, Germany, and I can't remember the third place.
Is it Italy?
It was three different countries. I don't think
you don't know where the third one is?
I can't remember what it said, no.
Because Nancy Pelosi and Schumer went to Germany, and then they went to Italy. And I'm just trying to put two and two together, wondering what they're doing there. You don't have any idea.
You're sneaking around?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any idea. I don't have any idea what they're doing there or who they went there to meet. I'm sorry.
Don't know. Okay. Well, that was my question. I just trying to put two and two together and figure out what's happening there that Marty would be going, well, for sure, Germany. I'm not sure that Pelosi and Schumer went to the Netherlands, but I do know that they went to Germany and Italy. And...
well, I mean, he's there trying to work out agreements with the different countries to do business with them and make investments. That's what he's doing. So if they're having a sidebar or something while they're there, it would be great. But we don't know that for a fact. And we don't know that it would mean anything anyway if Trump has the final say-so.
And right? Maybe... that's why he's not meeting with Marty.
Why? Because Marty's meeting with them?
Yeah.
Do you think he sent them over there to represent the U.S.?
I don't know, because there's too much fighting going on to know whether he sent them there or they just went on their own.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with that they just went on their own because he didn't send them there because they're not friends like that.
I know.
Okay. They're going to go and do any bidding for him. I don't think.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's all I was curious about. Thank you. And you guys have
okay.
a great day.
All right, thank you.
You too. Have a great day.
803 area code, you're on.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm Fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
Great.
Okay.
I am well as well. Question for you. How, I have dong, and I'm wondering how much dong one would need to make the distinction between going to exchange with a teller and going to make an appointment using the 800 number.
How much you would need to make a difference?
What, like, where's the cutoff between needing to make an appointment versus just going to do an exchange with a teller?
I'm going to say that the cutoff is probably going to be 2 million dong at the current rate at 47 cents because that's almost $1 million and a teller is not going to be able to do $1 million. Now, they may be authorized to do 450,000, something like that, at a teller window with the manager coming over, but I don't think they're going to be able to do $1 million.
Okay, so anything over 2 million dong would need to make an appointment.
That's my opinion, yes.
Okay. Thank
right.
you very much.
So, that was a great question, though, and I am going to put that out there today. What do they think? Actually, I'm going to get my exchange center contacts and ask them what that cutoff is, because we've never asked that. So that's a great question.
Because then it would either be, you know, you wouldn't want people tying up the 800 numbers that really didn't have a lot, or you wouldn't want people to think they could go to the teller, but really they needed to make an appointment, and then they'd be frustrated.
Right. So I will ask that question today.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right. Have a great day.
281 area code, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Tony and Ray. I didn't think you guys would get to me. I got on kind of late today. How are you guys doing today?
Fantabulous.
I'm doing good.
To the nth degree.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm going to do
what?
Real quick. I'm going to ignore you and let you play with Ray for a little bit. And I'm actually going to see if I can get the answer to that question, because that was a good question. So
okay.
I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Not that I want to ignore you, but I'm going to ignore you anyway.
Sure. Okay, well, I'll talk to the king. How you doing?
I am fantabulous, to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I did have a question, and you may be able to answer it or you may not want to answer it. On the notifications that the banks received, I think it was last week when you guys shared it with us that they received notifications. Was it saying to them, you may or may not know, was it pertaining to them getting ready for this process? Is that what their notification was about? Do you know?
Well, that was the end result. That's what they communicated to us.
Oh,
so
okay.
We didn't ask particulars on what the communication actually said.
What it was about. Okay. Okay. And I had a question for Tony. I was going to ask him how is it that the U.S. can continue to, I wouldn't say hold it up, but not doing or agreeing or whatever it is, trying to make an agreement with the U.S., with the Iraq or whatever it is, holding this thing up. How is it they can do that? And because it seems like it's holding up the rest of the world as well without it being an issue. I mean, I know we're, as they call it, the big dog or whatever, but seem like other countries would be starting to complain about this. Have you guys heard anything about any other countries being upset about it not happening yet?
No, nothing official.
Oh, okay.
But do you remember when you were in elementary school?
Yes.
And you went out on the playground?
Yeah.
And there was one person out there that ruled the playground, right? And,
no.
And you didn't do anything about it. You didn't like it, but you didn't do anything about it because they ruled the playground.
Well, I do have a kindergarten story, I can tell you, because one little boy did take my lunch. He took my lunch, and I beat him up. I sat on top of him, beat him up, took my lunch. So that day, I ruled it. So I was never forget that.
You sat on top of him.
I sure did. I wanted my lunch back. No, you're not taking my lunch.
Well, you know I have a response for that, but I'm going to save it for open mic.
I already know. Yeah, you hold that one. Oh, my goodness. That's too funny. Well, I was just wondering about that because I'm like, okay, you know, you have 209 countries or however many countries in this thing, and whatever they're trying to get, I guess I can understand that you're trying to, whatever, use your power, but you got other people in there, so how is it that they're not upset about, you know, this thing not, you know, going or whatever? And how long can they continue to do this, you know? So that was my question to Tony, but okay.
Well, I agree with you. They probably are upset, and there's nothing they could do or would have been done already. And the world
right.
would have just continued. But since the U.S. put this together, then they're in charge of it. It won't go until we say go.
Right. Well, we see that, yeah. Okay. Well, we have no choice but to wait, you know. But I know people are ready for this thing to happen, and I know you guys are. I know you guys cannot wait for this to be done.
Cannot so. Wait. Cannot
I know.
Wait.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for answering my question, guys, and let's hope this thing is over this week. I'm sure hoping. Praying about it.
All right,
so.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, 770, you are on.
What's your number?
770, it's you.
Great, yes, you got that. Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony. How are you guys doing?
Fantabulous girl.
Fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Awesome. Awesome. In the past few weeks or months or so, and usually at the end of a show, you usually say, while we wait, go get yourself some $50 worth of dung or something and make yourself $1 million. And every now and then, I listened to that, and I went out and got myself some. As a result of that, at the end of, well, post-Harvey, I really would like to stay in touch with you guys so I feel a little bit more comfortable with investing. I have two questions for you. Well, a little bit more than two questions for you. You guys said, I think Ray was talking about, well, not Ray, I think it must have been Tony. You talked about the contract rate for the dinar. There was a $28.50, and I'm not exactly sure. Well, if you can elaborate on that, one. And two, is there any relationship between that and the dong? Because mostly that's what I have. And the third question I have is that you also said if the dong comes on Forex at $2, and the contract will be $5 or something to that effect, and we also talk about the street rate and all of that. Could you elaborate on that just a little bit more? That's the end of my questioning.
Okay. You pretty much said what I said. The contract rate for the dinar is $28.50. That's what the banks have down at right now.
Okay.
And that's probably going to stay that way. The dong was supposed to come out at 47 cents and have a contract rate of $2 to 220. Now, I said, but if it came out at $2, like we were hearing at some point, then the contract rate would have to be even higher, possibly as high as $5. We don't know that yet because that's not what's on the screen. Right now, 47 cents and 220 are on the screen. So what was your other part? I mean, that's just where we're at as far as contract rates and where they're going to be. If you're looking for a street rate, it's going to be whatever Forex says at that moment, and it will change day to day as the market changes.
Okay. So the $28.50 is for up to $10 million, maybe $20 million or so, and we don't know that part.
We don't know that part. We do not.
Okay. And the if it comes at $2 on Forex, and the contract rate would be approximately $5, plus or minus, whatever.
Well, I said it should be, yes, plus or minus, correct.
Okay. So, of course, not the 47 cents we were talking about. So that would be for every single dinar you, every single dong you got, right? If you have 10 million, if you have 30 million, it will be for the same amount, for the same rate, at the same rate.
Yes. It doesn't matter how much you have. The rate is the rate.
Okay. And still, you can negotiate higher, not up to specific amount, but let's say 10 million, and then the rest is a street rate or whatever.
I'm saying some people will be able to negotiate a higher rate, mm-hmm. again, based on how much they want to leave there, how long they want to leave there, what kind of investment it is. Some people are going to do it based on they know what they're talking about. That don't mean everybody's going to do it.
Right,
doesn't mean
right.
everybody's going to get it. Because somebody just walks in there and says, well, I don't want the 47 cent. I want the $2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't have a clue what you're talking about. But guy can say, I don't want the 47 cent. I want 57 cent.
Okay.
And they may say, okay, well, you got 50 million. I'll give you the 10 cent. And you say, yeah, because I'm going to leave 30 million of it in here for you guys to invest for the next 5 years. And okay, we make it work that deal out. But everybody has to have negotiating skills to get that part done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand. Thank you very much for answering my question. Keep up the good work.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Okay. 817 area code. You're on.
Hello, Tony and Ray.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. I have a question. I had a note written down, and I cannot find it. You told us that when you went to the bank, personally you, that you were going to ask some questions before you even had them verify your currency or anything. And I know it had to do with maybe sweep and rate on the screens and things like that. Could you give that list again? There were like four or five things that you were going to ask first of all.
Wait, let's see. Can we find the list first? Where are you at? Look, right now, wherever you're at, you see a little notepad?
Yes, I have a pen and a notepad.
Okay. Look on the last page. Maybe the note's back there or somewhere. I don't know what you did with them.
I've searched and searched.
No?
And I cannot find that one piece of paper.
What would I do first when I go in there? Is there a list of things? Wait, let me ask Tish first. Tish, do I have a list out there? Did you guys record it? Because she keeps good notes, things like that. She might be able to send it to me. Or anybody else out there. But if I'm going in, I mean, I already know the rate before I get to the bank, right? So we're going to dial the 800 number. We're going to look at the bank rate. We're going to look at Forex. We're going to have, now, Forex is going to have a rate. May not necessarily be the rate that the bank has. So they get their rate first thing in the morning, and they're locking it in for all day, where the Forex rate will go up and down throughout the day.
Okay.
So we're going to call the 800 number. We're going to know the rate. We're going to know what we have already and how much should be coming back to us. Because we're all going to do the math when we get to the bank. We're not just going to take his word for it, right? Or her word
Correct.
For it. So I know that already, and I know what my plan is already because I've been working on it for 10 years now. How long you been in?
2014.
How long?
2014.
Oh, okay. So you've been in for 5 years, basically. So you already have
five
your
years,
plan.
Yeah.
You know what you want to do with your money. So I know how much I want to set aside. I know how much I want to invest and how much I need to spend right now to make my life comfortable. I already know that, so I can do all those divisions before I even get to the bank. So that's less
right.
stress on me. Okay? So now I know I want to leave this amount with him for this years. Now I can negotiate on that. Hey, at this rate, this is what I'm willing to do, but I'm going to need a little bit more in order to make my plan work. And you negotiate what that more is that you want. First, I want the contract rate for everything. That's the first thing I do. I want the contract rate. Just give me that. Because it's going to be the highest rate possible. And then I want it for the max amount that I can get. That's what I should have clarified. Right? I want the contract rate for the max amount I can get. After that, now let's start negotiating on what the next step is. Do we go up in increments of dimes, quarters, dollars, whatever it is, to the next rate based on what we're going to do? Interest rate. I'm going to say, you know, I just happen to know this guy named Ray, and he's really involved in this, and I've been listening to him for a while, and he got a lot of bank friends, and they're telling me you guys have been trained to give up to 10% interest. Let him know you know, because I would. I mean, I know. Now, who are you giving that 10% to based on what? Do I qualify for that 10% or how much? Because what I don't want is 0.0038 on my money. When we know this thing can go up to 10% and they're going to be giving out huge interest rates. That's what I want, first of all, with my money just sitting. I want the highest interest rate I can get. Now, let's negotiate some of this money. I want to put it into some projects or something so I can get paid an even higher interest rate on it based on those projects. What can you offer me to put this money in that's going to bring me more than that 10% for just sitting there? Are you writing all this down?
I am writing fast.
Okay. Where are you going to put the paper at?
I'm going to put it on my note card and put it in my file for the bank exchange.
Okay. All right. And then you just have to negotiate from there and see what he offers you. So the higher rate you can give me, the more money I can leave with you. Because that's true, right? Because you know going in, I only need $1 million, $2 million, or $20 million, whatever it is. So now I'm telling him, hey, the higher the rate, the more I'm willing to leave with you. And we both can make money because I know you guys move this money into your sweep accounts every night and you're collecting that 1% interest, 22% a month on my money. I know how that works. I know how fractional banking works. And I'm making this deposit, and you get ready to loan it out to everybody who didn't have a clue what was going on with the dinar, dong, and them, and you're going to make interest on that. So just share the wealth. That's all I'm asking. Share the wealth.
All right? Okay. And you also right. mentioned something about the fee exchange.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay, one thing with the exchange fee is, guys, it's going to be less than 1%. But we're figuring that it probably won't even be enough for you to argue over. And remember, the bank is doing this so they can make money too. That's their purpose in being there. Now, if it seems like something absorbent or ridiculous to you and, hey, I'm filling out a couple pieces of paper, you're going to get $100,000? No, I'm not doing that. No, that's just ridiculous. But they still have to get paid on whatever it is or not. Because I'll tell you, I had a guy, it's probably been, 3 years now, something, he completed his transaction, and he paid zero fees. So we'll see. But the key to this whole thing is when you're sitting down and you're talking, and you say, I know what I'm talking about, because Ray told us. You know you say that part.
Let me write that down.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
Don't say Tony, because that might get you in a world of trouble. But say Ray, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Ray, Tony.
Yeah. All right.
That's
Have
it.
A nice day.
Then we go forward and show them our money and let them verify it. Or we get up and say no thank you if the rate is just so high that they're wanting to charge us for the fee.
Anytime you feel something is out of line that you don't agree with, say, no, thank you, and let me go see what some other banks are saying. And, you know, things will change real quick.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate you going through that list again.
All right.
Hope it helped
have
somebody else
day.
That didn't hear it before. Okay, thank you.
Yes, hopefully it will.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
910, area code. You're on. Oops. One second. These buttons got a little funny on me. Okay, 910, talk to us. 910, area code. No 910?
That garage when you're all the way over there.
It's habit.
No,
no 910.
Okay, keep talking to us. 972, you're on.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey.
Hey.
Danny,
how are you?
Danny in Dallas. I'm doing fine.
Dallas.
And I won't say anything for which I would be abused, Tony, so this is an honest request. For the last 6 years, I believe, at this time of the year, there's always been the Ramadan question. Most of the time in the past, you said you didn't think it would affect it, but so far, every time Ramadan has come around, it hasn't happened. Now, that may be just normal, since it hadn't happened at all any time, but what do you think about this time, Ramadan? It starts in 4 days.
I still don't think it will have an effect on it. They still conduct business during Ramadan. The world still turns around. The economy keeps going. They will conduct business. And they're saying right now when Mahdi comes back, they're going to what? Take the vote. They're still going to conduct business. So I don't look at that as a problem. Now, you know what is a problem, Danny in Dallas?
Yes, yes.
The problem is, some people call me and they actually think I'm moving to Dallas because of you. And I have to convince them.
I was reacting to something that Ray said and then you commented on. But you'll be
not about me moving to Dallas, we did.
Yeah. Well, you and I have talked a long time ago about a little community I live in, South Dallas. And I mentioned to you a lovely family that has a little restaurant. And it's been through all kinds of times, good times, hard times. But I was going to invest in that and cover their costs so that they could plug their restaurant, kind of spread the wealth a little bit. And you seemed excited about that at the time. It's going to be one of those super fantastic kind of thing. But I'm just reminding
right.
you of it. I intend to do it still. Would love for you to participate. And not that it matters, Ray, but when you said you were going to get back with me on the phone 3 weeks ago?
Yes, sir.
Or was it four? We have not connected. Maybe my phone was not paid up or something. I'm sure it has to be my fault.
No, don't you remember you said that was okay? Don't you remember telling me that was okay, that we didn't need
Like I said, I'm sure it's my fault.
Well, I thought you said that was okay, that we didn't need to when we had the next call. Okay, my bad.
You're certainly right.
So we need to have a conversation? You still need for me to call you?
I would like that, simply
okay.
to perhaps firm up my restaurant target here. So, when you can.
Now, you know, I'm going to have to invoice you for that type of a call. I just thought you wanted to ask something in general, but.
Well, all right. I thought I was going to get out without abuse today, but I was wrong again. What can a fellow do?
Hey, let me ask you this real quick, because
yes.
I am still interested in the restaurant, and I remember that. And I'm always going to be interested in helping people out, so for the right reasons. But what happened with the car dealership? Didn't you have the car dealership on the highway?
No.
You're going to buy all the cars?
I mentioned that those dealerships, there are only two of them out by the freeway, they're going to be empty. Because in my little community, there's got to be at least 200, maybe 300 people who have $1 million or more. As I mentioned to you before, I feel like I'm a currency evangelist. Now, that is probably not the best way to think about it, but I have turned on a lot of people to this hopeful blessing that's going to be on us here. So, yes, I expect the parking lot and the dealerships to be empty.
Man, you know what that reminds me of?
And
that's a good thing. But, well, I'm going to tell you. It reminds me of the gold rush to California that I told you guys before about investing and everything else. You know, everybody rushed to California to get rich, but only one person was guaranteed to get rich, and that was the guy selling the picks and shovels. He got rich every time. Everybody else just got to go dig some holes. So I'm looking at that guy, those two guys with those two dealerships you're talking about are just going to get rich just because, and they have no idea. Everybody's going to come buy out their lot, and they're going to be rich and didn't have to do anything. All they had to do was have the cars ready and available. Okay.
I remember that story, and I think it does apply to some degree. I know salesmen at both of those locations, and I have not been shy about telling them my plan and my expectation. But guess what? Danny's got a lot of contacts in this little town that are going to be grateful that we had that conversation. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Man, you might be part of everybody's wheel in town. Leave Danny something here for bringing this up.
We'll see.
And be part of their family legacy.
I'll be content for this thing to end this week. Do what you can, okay?
All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate you.
Bye now.
All right.
Ready? 503 area code.
Hi, this is Peggy, Oregon, sorry. This is Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And I had some questions. I'm sorry, I've had a cold and I may not be able to speak without sneezing. But I wanted to ask, last night when you guys put out the update, I wasn't sure when these 10 days were supposed to be up. Can you refresh my memory on that?
The 10 days for what?
Well,
Green Zone.
Ray, do you remember?
For the Green Zone to be open.
Yeah, for the Green Zone to be open.
Oh. Me either.
Do you remember, Ray?
No. I don't remember the actual date.
Well, has it already started? I mean, was it? See, I can vaguely remember that call that, you know, when all this was talked about, and I mean really vaguely, and I couldn't remember, but it seemed to me like maybe it's all the 10 days are already in process. Maybe somebody else will remember it better than me. But
well, the article came out last week, so we know that. I just don't remember what day it was.
Okay.
So it could have been last Monday or something. I don't remember the day. Good.
Okay. Well, that's close enough. I mean, just because I didn't think it started now. I thought it was, we're in the 10-day period. That's kind of what I thought when I
Me
heard
too.
That. And then the other question that I had was, do you think that, remember last week, you seemed to believe that the ministers would be announced after the RV was released. Are you still thinking that that's going to be true, or do you think it's going to be, you know, coincide together, or how do you think that's going to work?
I think that it's going to happen either the ministers will be announced either together with the RV or right after the RV. I don't think they'll announce the ministers before because it would give too much notice to everybody else that was the last thing had to be done before they changed the exchange rate. And they talked about it changing the exchange rate and things too often for people not to know. That's the one thing that's holding it up.
Right.
So, surprise, surprise, rate comes out, ministers are announced. That's the way I would think, to throw everybody off. But we'll see.
Okay, and so when the other question that I had has to do with when the woman asked you about your list of things, you know, to do or questions to ask, there were a couple of things that were missing. One is that you wanted to make sure that they counted the money in front of you, and the other thing was, that was one, and then I would add, personally, I would add to get that money, the funds insured before I left the bank. Somehow or another, make sure that those funds that are insured from day one. Mainly because we don't know what's happening. We don't know who could be hacking the systems and things like that. So that would be my addition to that list. And I think your addition had to do with watching them funds being counted, that you didn't let them take them to the back room.
Okay, and everybody should do that. Yes, should have their money counted in front of them and agree to the amount. But
yeah,
you know what I'm going to do is I'm counting my money in front of me before I even get to the bank.
Well,
so I know. Okay? And I'm labeling each bundle exactly how much it should be. And when I get to the bank, they better come out with the same number I did. Well, we have an issue, okay?
We have ours all on an Excel spreadsheet, with even the number of the, you know, with even the number on the currencies. I mean the ID, you know, whatever. So we've got them all.
Right,
on
serial number.
Because
okay,
we don't want to take any chances, and we want, you know, we want to know what we know. But anyway, okay. So those were the things that I wanted to ask. And are you thinking that I missed out on the first part of the call? I was asleep, and I mean, this has not been a great day. Waking up I had a cold yesterday, and I'm worse today. So, are you thinking that we will maybe get to the bank this week, or what? I missed the first part. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that the Exchange Center and bank people are still on alert right now and can't be more than an hour away from the bank.
Okay.
So they have to report within an hour of receiving their phone call. So that's where they're at. They're still on high alert. I've been told things are still going on as planned, and we're just waiting for the go-ahead from the Treasury. So
okay,
that could happen at any moment. And I believe it could happen at any moment, whenever what they're waiting for is resolved. Our only question is, how do they resolve the situation with Iraq and Iran if they won't even talk to Iraq about it? That doesn't make any sense. Mahdi and one of his deputies both tried to make appointments and tried to talk to Trump, supposedly, about the situation. He refused to meet with them yesterday and the day before, which I'm saying that don't make sense to anybody. But that's his own little strategy. It's the game that he plays, the real estate game. Nope, not going to talk to you this, and try to force them to do some things they want to do. I don't know how long that's going to take. I don't know if it was resolved yesterday or not, because Mahdi came back. And as of this morning, saying he's going to vote on the ministers as soon as he gets back from his trip. So I said, maybe he got something resolved. Maybe they did work it out. As soon as we get back, they'll take the vote. But by that time, we should see the RV, I guess.
Do you know when Mahdi's due back from Germany? Do you have any idea?
I don't. And I actually went and found the article. It said, Netherlands suit. I forgot. Germany. New Zealand. Did I say New Zealand? No, Netherlands. Oh, France. There we go. Netherlands, Germany, and France. That's the three countries he was going to.
Okay. Well, do you mind if I share what I texted you about the fact that praying for the strongholds to be broken?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So after I learned about this on the last call, I was really concerned. And as a Christian, I really understand about strongholds and things like that and how strongholds can be built around people and countries and entities and businesses and all that. And so what I was asking my people to do, and I texted it to Ray, I mean texted it to Tony and emailed it to Ray, is that every believer, whether you're Christian, you're Jewish, you're Muslim, whatever faith you are, that to ask everybody on this call and everybody that is on this call to tell their people to ask them to pray right now and ask God to break the strongholds over Iraq. Because we don't know, it could be more than just Iran and it could be more than the U.S. because we don't know. God knows. And God can break those strongholds faster than anybody, and he knows how to break them, and he knows how to break them in the most effective way than our mediocre minds can ever come up with. And when that thing came to me, I literally had a vision like of the walls of Jericho coming down, and I think that's really what needs to happen with Iraq. I think all the walls that have been built up around Jericho, all those walls that have been keeping Iraq stuck for years, decades, need to come tumbling down now so that they can really rebuild themselves. They can rebuild their country and their people. And so my hope is that for those of you who are listening, that you will just call forth your people of faith and ask them immediately to drop to their knees and pray fervently that all the strongholds that have been built up around Iraq would literally, God would break those once and for all, not just temporarily, but once and for all so that this country can move forward. It's a biblical country. It has a lot to do. It has everything to do with all the people that are called through the Abrahamic covenant, which is Jews, Muslims, and Christians. So have at it.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. There's nothing like the power of prayer, guys. So
nothing.
I pray all the time. That's right.
And when I have done this, the most amazing things have happened. And they happen in the most amazing ways that I would never have come up with. So please join me in this, and I think we'll see the walls come tumbling down. And the main thing is for Iraq to succeed beyond the RV, for it to be a strong, wonderful, vital country with good values, provide safety and good things for its people, and to be a model of compassion.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll take some time, but I think they'll get there. Thank you.
Okay,
have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Area code 314. You're on.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good evening. No. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. My first question is the Indonesian been moved to the second basket? Rupiah?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because no, I
haven't heard that.
Article. I'm sorry?
We have not heard that.
We've not heard that. Okay. All right, Tony, is there a question that no one has asked today that you have the answer to? That we should have asked, and we want to hear.
No, I don't have a question like that. I wish I did.
Nothing.
I don't have an answer like that, but I wish I did. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Well.
Okay. Then have you heard anything about Zimbabwe and the new sanctions on the vice president? Is that going to affect the Zim?
new sanctions on the vice president.
Mm-hmm. And possibly the president.
No.
From the, and they're not going to be able to join the Commonwealth.
They're not going to be able to do what?
Be able to join the Commonwealth at this time right now, which would enable them to have the them go against the rand instead of the dollar.
Oh, I don't know. That might be good news.
That might be good news?
Yeah.
Why?
Let me see. Because we want to go against the dollar, don't we?
I don't know. I've read so many different things that I assume that if they were in the Commonwealth and if they joined the Commonwealth, they had to have their own currency. That's the only way that they could join. So that would have them bringing in that new currency. And if it's up against the rand, which is only like 70 cents, and if theirs is at 20 or 40, it's not that low, where maybe the people would have more confidence. And they said that they felt that it would rise to at least 40 or 70 cents up against the rand, and maybe be like 72 cents higher than the rand.
Well, it may, but that was the plan for the dollar, and has been the plan for the dollar for years, for them to go up, which I think I told you guys years ago, within 18 months as far as 72 cents.
Right.
They wanted to be one for one, but the plan we knew was for 72 cents with the dollar. The dollar is a stronger currency out there, so you want it to go against the dollar to have be more valuable, right?
Right, but I was just looking at the fact of the country, you know, having a stable currency, whether it's high or low, but within Africa, it looked good because, you know, 70 cents against the dollar is still low, maybe to them, compared to if it's up against the rand, then there's no really competition where the market, the people within the market would raise the value of goods, is what I thought.
Well, I guess it's a thought, but
right.
Anybody who is doing a currency would actually prefer it to go against the dollar, since that is the global currency. And it would show strength in their number versus the rand. Okay. Now, you're concerned with other things and stuff and inflation and everything within their country going against that. They would definitely have a stronger currency, would look better to the world and to us if it was against the dollar.
Against the dollar. So we don't want them to, I guess, bring the rand as the dollar fluctuating against the rand when it floats. Okay.
No. Okay.
And I'm trying to think. Nothing else about the NDA?
Nothing about the NDA, nothing about 800 numbers yet, nothing about exchanges. They're just on standby.
Okay. And my last question is, since the dinar is being traded in the United States, like Citibank and other banks, why isn't it considered internationally recognized?
Well, some people say it's not, and that's because it's not on Forex.
Okay.
It's not, but it's being traded in a whole bunch of countries, which makes it international to me. It wouldn't be there. It wouldn't be there with them putting out articles telling people with the new cards that they passed out this week that the rate is whatever rate it is in the country where they go to. It means they have to have an international rate. We're just launching it. I mean, different countries are doing it. So it is, in fact, international and has been. Or Citibank and every other bank What's the list up to now, Ray? Over 70 banks.
Yeah, 78.
In it, so 78, how is it not going to be international?
Right, that's what was kind of confusing me. I was like, okay, for it to become international, and I'm like, well, it can be purchased internationally in quite a few countries and here in the United States, so what's going to be the difference? And you're saying it's just we're waiting for it to be traded on Forex, which isn't
It's not going to be any different. So there's a Forex rate that stays there, and you can go to Forex and look at all the other ones, but yeah, every country, if you go to what is the XE currency, they have exchange rates for it for every country and what rate it is. So how is it not international?
Right. It's just not the rate we want to see, is what I'm assuming.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
Okay.
All right, you too.
910, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
I agree.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions first. Let me log off my thing here. First of all, let me ask you, Ray, what does it mean to the nth degree? Because you say it all the time, but I really don't know.
Well, let me see. I can't remember which course that I learned about the nth degree. I can't remember if it was Algebra 2 or Trigonometry or something, one of them. But anyway,
okay,
it's infinity. Nth degree is a number that you can't, it's like solving for X, but you can't solve for N. So the nth degree is infinity.
I got you. Well, when you solve for X, it's on the paper, so just write down, it's right here. She'll know where it's at. So, it's an old joke. Let me ask you this, because I've been in this thing for about 10 years, and I really appreciate what you guys do. So I'm not going to be one of those people that hold your time up. But I think for some of the new people, and honestly for me myself, I'd like to understand why we feel like, because it seems to me like Iraq doesn't see the need to change their rate, although everyone's saying that they have and it's done and it's 286 or whatever in country. But over here in America, we don't spend Iraqi dinars. And let's assume we made a deal with Iraq like it seems everybody else is doing in the back rooms, is that if we made a deal with them and we say, hey, I'll sell you this bracelet for for $1,000, and they say, well, great. We'll give you 2,000 dinars because that's what it's worth, or we'll give you 10,000 dinars because once you convert it, it becomes the $1,000 that you want. Why do they need to change their rate in the physical where we all can see it to whatever rate we believe that it's going to be? Do you understand what I'm asking you?
Okay. Iraq is just coming out of total chaos. They need to rebuild their country. They don't want to. They need to rebuild their country. That money has to come from somewhere, right?
Okay.
So what they've asked is other countries to loan them the money or invest in them to do that. Now, why would I, as an investor, invest in a losing situation, a worthless country with worthless currency, when there are better opportunities out there? So what I would look for as an investor is to put my money somewhere I know it would grow and I could double or triple my money instantly. By putting it into Iraq, I've effectively done that. And especially as it goes up and I pull it back. Now, I'm not going to put any money into Iraq as an investor until I know their currency that I'm going to be earning is going to be worth something. In order for that to happen, they need to change the rate and say, our currency is worth more than yours. Come over here, put it over here, invest, and make money. And that's what they're trying to attract people to do. They need it for their economy, because the only reason they're dealing with Iran is because as they were down and going through their own sanctions, Iran was the only country that came to help them. That's why they're 80% right now. But now they want to deal with Germany and Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Turkey, and they're all saying, what do you have to offer? Because you got worthless money. Until you change it and make it more valuable, and we can make deals in dinar where we know we can go get dollars with, because that's
okay.
What we want to do.
All right. Okay. Well, that makes sense, and but I appreciate that. And let me I want to tell you this, too, because I heard you said on the last call on Monday, I don't know who gave you the information about some guy, because I believe I know who they're talking about, wanting to file a lawsuit against the U.S. to get our money. That is not what the lawsuit was about. The lawsuit was about a total different situation that they've already won against the U.S., that the U.S. is saying, hey, your money is here, but we're not going to give it to you yet. So their idea was we would be serendipitous to them filing this lawsuit, that would also force them, well, that would force them to get their money, and then them getting their money, we would get ours. It wasn't about, hey, you need to change this rate so that you can pay these currency holders. We're not even a part of the equation. He was just saying that if it happens for them, there's a good chance it'll happen for you because they know their money's already there. So I just wanted to, I don't know who else knew, but I wanted to clear that up.
Okay, so listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, but listen. I got the email. Somebody sent it
right
to me. It specifically, and maybe we're talking about two different things. It's
okay.
Someone trying to file a lawsuit, force the government to release the RV. Other than why are they on calls about the RV, talking about some lawsuit they had, wanting people to call their senators and congressmen and talk about release the RV?
Well, I believe we got two different emails, because what I'm talking about is this guy, I'm sure you've heard of it, it's called the CNKX lawsuit that they filed, that they've already won against the government. Well, they want their money for that CNKX that the government's telling them, we already have it. So they're saying, since it's been all these years and you still haven't paid us yet, we're going to file you to get our CNKX money. And they believe that they're not asking any currency holders to join. They're just saying, hey, if we get our CNKX money, there's a good chance you guys will get your money too, because there's nothing we can do to make them give them our currency.
Okay, that's not what the email said that I was addressing that has been brought to me. And it's asking people to call their senators and their congressmen and tell them they have the government release the RV, release our currency. And that's just a stupid thing to do, okay?
Right.
CMKX, and that, if they had that and they already went to court and they already won, then the judge can force that payment. There's no need to even bring that up on any IQD call at all. No. There's no need to say, hey, when we get paid, you guys will get paid, and send it out to hundreds of thousands of people or 20, 30,000 people. What's the need in that? None. Or to get people to call senators and congressmen, and that's what it said, which made no sense. And they're talking about filing a class action lawsuit. So evidently we got two different emails. Okay.
Apparently we did, yeah, because the call action lawsuit, you know, that's another day, was all about CNKX, nothing about currency. So we must be two different emails we're talking about. But nonetheless, I appreciate you guys. Like I said, I've been here 10 years, and I'm just waiting. And I'd like to believe that it's a when and not an if. But, you know, it seems like there's always a reason why it's not the when. It's always a if something else happens, then this can happen. So, but nonetheless, I appreciate you guys, and you all have a great day.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, you too, sir.
All right.
So, there we are.
Oh, I thought you left.
All right, sir. No, I had a button hang up. So, now let's wrap up.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. It was fun while it lasted. So, we're here. We're still here. But the most important thing is they're still there. The banks are still on standby. They're still ready to go. And it could be at any moment. So if you're like me, I'm just going to sit back, wait, get as much information as I can, and make sure my plan is ready to go. I'm going to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. And then I'm going to enjoy my future. So with that, enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully we'll have another call sooner rather than later, and this party can get started. All right, Ray?
Okay, folks. FYI real quick for those who were looking to pay the last respects for Paperboy. I've learned that the visitation will be Friday in Lexington, Kentucky, and they plan for the funeral to actually take place in Austin, Texas. And last I heard, they were targeting Monday for that. So for those of you in the vicinity of Lexington, Kentucky, if you'd like to pay your last respects to Paperboy, visitation will be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Lexington, Kentucky. And the funeral home will post that information so that you'll know where to go for that meeting. And as soon as the funeral information is available, we'll have that. And the last I heard on Sunday, the family was looking for a Mother's Day weekend ceremony. And I'm not sure what city, state that's going to be in. But we'll keep you updated. It's Hump Day Wednesday. We're halfway through this week. And our next regularly scheduled call is on Friday, unless something upsets the regularly scheduled call. But if nothing upsets it, we'll be back on Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I'm fix it.
I'm a fix it.
Yes, it will.
If you just believe.
Just believe.
Oh, it's got to get better.
I'm doing show.
I know you've been crying at night. But I came by to let you know that it's going to get better. Trust in him. Hey, go on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
Oh, you can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. Oh, won't he work it out?
Yes,
he will. If you believe it, then I believe.
Yeah, I believe.
Your money's gonna get better. Things are gonna work up for you good. Tell somebody. Remember this.
Your storm is over.
I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.